Movies Are a Thing is a weekly podcast going over the movies premiering this week.
And any other movie-related tangents we decide to venture off on today.
Hello and welcome to Movies Are a Thing. My name is John.
And my name is Alan.
And I'm Travis.
And here are the movies premiering this week. I can get more animated because I don't have my laptop on my lap.
Right.
I feel like it's become more. Like I can look stuff up on my phone, and I have my laptop up.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's more comfortable because it doesn't get in the way of the microphone. Then
yeah,
it's a lot more convenient.
You're telling me. how have your weeks been going, guys?
I saw The Lighthouse.
How was it?
It was. I don't know how to just. Okay, let me start up. It was good, but my initial reaction leaving the movie was like, "What the hell was that?"
Yeah, me too.
Like, what happened? What? Right. What did I just see?
Mm-hmm.
And like, my girlfriend was like, "She's like, it wasn't bad. It's just I felt like I was too stupid to understand what was going on." I was like, "No, you're not too stupid. I couldn't figure it out." The one critique I'll give it is that I couldn't understand what Willem Dafoe was saying initially.
Okay, until you got used to it.
In the first, 10 minutes, I was like, this is going to be a problem.
I agree 100%. That's what I thought, too, when I saw it. It's like, you can't understand a word that Willem Dafoe says.
Yeah. And then, Robert Pattinson, fantastic job. Mm-hmm. Also Willem Dafoe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you can see the Oscar buzz that they got generating around him?
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay.
I would wager they could probably. Their performances were up there, if not better, than Joker, I think.
Really? Okay. Okay. So now that you two have seen it,
mm-hmm.
I know, Travis, we kind of already asked you about this, but
yep.
Alan, now that you've seen it, Robert Pattinson basing his bat growl off of Willem Dafoe.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
I mean, if it's done the right way.
You can see it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So what you're saying is people need to go see The Lighthouse.
I would highly recommend it, yes.
Okay. And it's in a weird kind of aspect ratio, right?
Yeah, so it's like on the theater when that I saw it, I noticed it. I remember someone mentioned it, but then when I noticed it like right when I was watching it. So here's the screen, and then here's the movie.
Okay, so it's not flat. It's like it's actually like 4x3 like old school television, right?
Basically,
right.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, okay. So there's no widescreen. There's no super widescreen. It's just like square.
It's just square. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Cool. Alrighty. Well, that works.
Black and white.
Yep.
Soundtrack is.
Yep.
Interesting.
just interesting.
It's kind of haunting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is it? I downloaded the soundtrack because I actually kind of like it. It was Mark Corvin, so I'm pretty sure he did The Witch too.
Okay. Do we know if he did any other?
Let me look, because I'm on his Our House original motion picture. I don't know what that is.
Yes, but was it in the middle of the street?
It doesn't look like he's done much for film scores.
Is it Mark with a C or a K?
MarkKorven.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, well, he's definitely done a few things.
I'm just looking on iTunes Music. Like, I just clicked on his name, and I was looking.
Yeah, no, he's
they have available.
He's scored a lot of documentaries, or composed for a lot of documentaries. Wow. Alrighty. Cool. The second one that he has on is IMDb.
I thought you were going to say the first movie. I'm like, we got a couple of things we want to cover.
No. The second movie that he has on his IMDb, or not even movie, is Twilight Zone.
Ooh, okay.
Back in 1989.
Jeez.
So, yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. Go see The Lighthouse, I guess, if you have a chance to.
Definitely, yes, go see it.
Perfect.
I recommend it.
Alrighty, well, I guess kind of going on from there, there's a few things that happened this week in movie news that we do kind of want to go over here. First and foremost, that new Sonic trailer. Did you guys have a chance to watch it?
I did. I watched it yesterday when it premiered or whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Alan, did you have a chance to watch that?
I did.
Okay. What do you guys think of the redesign of Sonic?
Not only do I think the redesign is fantastic, I thought the trailer overall made me want to see the movie that much more.
Okay.
Like, the movie just looks better than it did the first time. Because, like, not only did Sonic look crappy, but the movie looked crappy. I was like, this looks terrible.
Yeah. I mean, if we had Diggs in here, we could impersonate part of the movie. meow. So, yeah, no, definitely, like, the studio and the animators and everybody kind of definitely seems like they took a lot of the criticism and turned it into a positive by making it look more like, you know, the old school video game and the cartoon character mm-hmm. of Sonic. So that's always positive.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Alan, like you were saying, the movie honestly just looks like a plain old good fun time.
Mm-hmm. Definitely it does. I still don't know about Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik, though.
Mm, I like
or him. Egghead, however you want to call it.
I can see him in that role.
Okay.
Like, I mean, not even from the trailers or anything like that, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of taking a lot of, you know, Ace Ventura and, you know, The Mask and just all of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe throwing a little bit of Riddler in there too, you know, to make the character.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I can see it a lot.
Do you like it a lot?
I like it a lot.
Yeet.
Don't worry, I got you. Looks pretty good. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, definitely. I guess.
Yeah.
Who's directing this? I guess I could still look on Rotten Tomatoes on my phone, but
I honestly am not sure who's directing it.
So, fun fact that I found out. I'll wait to segue into that. It's perfect for our next topic, but
okay, well,
who's the director?
Jeff Fowler, who has directed Sonic the Hedgehog and a short called Gopher Broke, which he also wrote back in 2004. And then he did visual effects for Where the Wild Things Are.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he does not have a lot on his filmography. Wow. That is, like, really, really small for, you know, this kind of movie, really.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, hopefully this one will blow up and he'll become famous and do many other things.
But.
Yeah.
Leading into our next topic, John.
Yeah, so.
You're the segue guy.
Oh, man, how do I segue into this? I mean.
Okay, so I'll segue. So I watched Rookie of the Year yesterday. I didn't know Daniel Stern directed that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, he was the director.
I did not know that.
Exactly.
That is good to know.
Exactly. And that segues into our next topic because you know what I watched it on?
Disney Plus. So Disney Plus launched. Apparently what they're saying is they kind of, I don't know how they got this number, but they're saying there's about 3.2 million downloads of Disney Plus in the first day alone.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our household was one of them, but
mm-hmm.
Well, I know it was facing issues at launch, like people were getting error messages and stuff.
Yeah, like not being able to connect and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's like it's the first day of a huge streaming service. It's like give them a break, like
that they've been hyping for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it lived up to the hype. Like I was.
Yeah, there is a lot of stuff on there. I mean, the app is a little wonky on what we were using it on. So we have like a little Roku that, you know, just connects right into the TV. So not a very powerful machine or anything like that.
Right.
And I mean, it was having some issues. I don't know if it was actually the device itself or Disney, but who knows? But yeah, no. So Disney Plus launched. You can stream basically almost any Disney movie. They've opened up the vault, you know, quote unquote vault. And as they were taking those out, they threw the Fox movies in there and slammed it shut. But we already talked about that before.
Right.
Like, look at how beautiful that looks, especially on the app.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's so great. I was going through there. I'm like, this is a treasure trove.
Yeah, it's really easy to navigate.
It's just nuts. The only thing my only conundrum with it so far would be they don't have like a continue playing, at least not that I've seen.
Okay, like, hey, you've already been watching this. You've watched it for this long. Do you want to continue watching it.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to the title, mm-hmm. like, because I also started watching Remember the Titans. I've been on a roll. I also started watching Remember the Titans, and I clicked on it, and it starts off to where I think, let's see, because I think it still will play from where you watched it last, but it's not, there's not, you know, on Netflix when you go on there? Yeah, so it's mm-hmm. still in the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you start Netflix, it's like continue watching, and then it has the stuff you just watched.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's my only thing. I wish it would have that,
mm-hmm.
which I'm sure they'll.
If they get enough feedback, yeah. To.
Yeah. Because I was going to go back and go finish up, because I started up a Goofy Movie.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to watch home. That.
So good.
It was so good.
So I've watched, save that, I'll talk about that one last.
Mm-hmm.
I did Rookie of the Year. We watched, actually, Star Wars A New Hope.
Okay.
Yesterday, because girlfriend needs to watch. We're going to start our journey of them.
Okay.
Leading into Rise of Skywalker.
I want to
4K.
Come back to me on that, because there's something I do want to kind of ask you about. But, it's okay, continue
George
on.
It's the George Lucas remake ones, if that's what you're going to ask.
They said that they changed it up again.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll get back to it.
Yeah.
So, Rookie of the Year,
mm-hmm.
Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
Remember the Titans. Was gonna watch a Goofy movie today, but I got lured in by Heavyweights instead.
That's such a good movie.
Yeah. I was like, oh, Heavyweights.
Very nice.
I watched some Simpsons, too.
I did watch that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, now that they own Fox, they've got all seasons of The Simpsons right now,
yep.
correct?
Yep.
So for those who don't know or don't listen to the podcast, I have a desk job, and I usually just have these on in the background on my phone at my desk. So I'm employed. I don't just sit around and watch movies all day. Because I'm sure someone's like, how the heck did he watch that many movies?
Well, I mean, you know, even some people that are employed, you know, their job is to watch movies, so.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that was my job.
Yeah. Very nice. Okay, so I guess, did you have a chance to watch anything else, Travis?
No, I haven't watched anything else. I want to catch The Mandalorian, of course.
Okay. But before we get into that,
yeah.
I want to bring it back to A New Hope.
Okay.
So, the first scene with Han Solo, and when, you know, they leave and Greedo gets him back into the booth there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember kind of what happened? Because everybody's like complaining that they changed it again, but I haven't seen what exactly changed.
You talking about the head movement? Like where?
No, because that was from before.
Yeah.
But they're saying like they did something else now too, like.
I didn't see anything new.
Okay.
The only thing I noticed is I was like, it was the 1997
mm-hmm.
digital like add-ons and stuff, you know, where there's the digital rock mm-hmm. in front of R2 when Obi-Wan first shows up. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yep.
But, mm-hmm. no, I mean, it was fine. It was kind of cool watching it in Ultra HD, even though it's, like, not true Ultra HD, mm-hmm. but...
It's just remastered to...
Yeah.
Yeah. So
my girlfriend was like, this was from the 70s? I'm like, it didn't look like this when it came out. I was like, trust me.
It didn't look like that on VHS.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I was like, it didn't look like this back in the day, and it didn't sound like this.
Yeah.
I was like, there's been work put into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I guess kind of continuing on. Mandalorian. This is kind of the new big Disney Star Wars thing that they started up with this streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts. Travis, have you seen it?
I haven't watched it yet.
Fantastic. Better than the last four Star Wars movies. Just the first episode. I wasn't expecting much. Like, I was like, mm-hmm. all right, I'm going to give it a shot. It looks pretty cool. But...
Do you think that's why you feel like it was better than the last four?
It was just... I liked all the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Acting was good. Pacing. Gosh, that's a word.
Mm-hmm.
Pacing was great. Sprinkled in a little bit of humor, and the ending of episode one, I'm not going to spoil anything,
mm-hmm.
just kicks open the door. Like, you're like, okay, where's this? You were like, where's this going to go now?
Yep.
Because it's crazy. I'm like, all right.
So I did have a chance to watch the first episode.
Oh, you watched it?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Well, Travis hasn't.
I know, but I'm trying to, like, around you, like, tiptoe around. Well, what did you think? Okay, yeah.
So... Yeah, I had kind of been reading some stuff from different reviewers and things like that. Like, oh, you know, it's definitely really slow and, you know, it's good, but it just kind of takes its time kind of thing. And, you know, so kind of going in, I guess my head was kind of in that place. Mm-hmm. But watching it definitely reminded me of kind of the pacing and the feel of the original series.
Okay. I thought it had better pacing than the original.
I mean, I could definitely see that. But I mean, reminded me of it more than anything.
Okay.
I don't know. I liked it a lot. I was like, mm-hmm. I was like, all right, this is a lot better than I gave it credit for.
I am ready for the next episode.
And I didn't realize it was Pedro Pascal as, well,
the Mandalorian.
Now I know, but when I was watching it, he sounds like, oh gosh, what's his name? I swear, I thought it was what is his name? He's in I Am Number 4. He's in
Alex Pettyfer or whatever.
I think that's right. God, he's in other stuff. That shouldn't be the only movie I remember him from. Timothy Oliphant.
Oh, okay.
That's who I thought it was.
Okay.
Can you see what I'm talking about? Like, think a about his bit. Voice. I was like, is that Timothy Oliphant? I was like, I thought that'd be cool. I was like, he'd be pretty BA as a...
Well, one thing I did not know was that near the, like, the last, I'd say probably 15, 20 minutes or so,
mm-hmm.
that was Taika Waititi.
The one, okay, got yeah. it. I know what you're talking about. That makes sense. I had to try and say it without ruining it.
Not the writer.
No, the one he has the...
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So that was Taika Waititi.
Yes. I saw that he was credited, and I'm like, what the heck is he in this?
Exactly. And so I had to look it up, and I was like, wait, that was him? Because it didn't register with me when I was watching it. But now, if you haven't watched it, and you're going to be listening for it now. So...
Yeah, Timothy Oliphant. That's who I thought was the Mandalorian when I was just listening to it.
Okay. But yeah, no, definitely. I was not expecting... it's not really... I don't consider this a spoiler. Because I didn't look at who all was in it at all. But Werner Herzog had a cameo in it.
Who is that?
Did you watch
Tom Cruise movie? Gosh, I can never think of it. Jack Reacher.
Yep, Jack Reacher.
Mm-hmm.
He was the bad guy with the accent
that okay.
had yep. people like bite off their fingers.
Yeah, okay.
That's Werner Herzog.
Okay. Hmm. Well, I'm very excited to watch this now.
It's pretty good.
Oh, I can't wait.
And second episode comes out Friday.
Okay.
I'm asking.
I have no idea. I honestly don't know. I haven't had a chance to kind of check into any of that.
But so apparently also, I can't pronounce his name ever. Esposito Giancarlo.
Okay.
Oh, but Gus Fring.
Gus, he's in it. Carl Weathers, he was in the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Apollo Creed. Okay, so the second episode's Friday, and then it's every Friday from there on out.
Okay.
So there's 8 episodes. So it's November 15th, 22nd, 29th, December 6th, 13th, 18th, 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who was the Landspeeder driver.
Oh, but I don't know his name, but the nerd guy.
Yeah.
Every movie. I can't remember his name. I know who you're talking about, though.
As soon as I saw him, I was like, wait a second.
He always plays just a dork.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Posehn? Posehn? Is that how you pronounce his name?
That's who it is.
Hmm. Brian Posehn?
Possibly.
Is it?
As in
that guy?
Yep, that's Brian Posehn.
Posehn, yeah.
He's a good stand-up comedian.
He was in House of a Thousand Corpses?
Mm-hmm.
Or Halloween. He's in a Rob Zombie movie.
Yeah.
Made about Devil's Rejects.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't expecting him either.
Okay.
Overall?
I really enjoyed it.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Like, the 40 minutes really kind of just flew by.
And what did you think of the production on it? Like... crazy for it being a TV show.
No, absolutely.
Like, I was like, this, I feel like I'm watching a movie.
Well, I mean, they did say that they were doing like, what, 20 million an episode or something?
Wow.
Because I think the entire budget for The Mandalorian was like 200 million.
Yeah. I feel like, didn't they say that for the Marvel series too? Like, they're going to be, each episode basically has the production budget of like a movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Like, I feel like Falcon and Winter Soldier is gonna be like.
Mm. I've been hearing some really good things about the What If series.
The animated one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you watch the Marvel mini documentary?
Not yet.
About it's called Expanding the Universe, and they touch on everything they're doing with Disney Plus. Like, the What If series, Falcon and Winter Soldier. Also, they released an official photo of Zemo with his mask today.
I know they had like a teaser photo of him like in the shadows with his mask on.
They released a full official photo of him like out in the like full getup. You can see it all.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay. Cool. Ready for that one to come out then?
It's like, is it coming out March?
I have no idea. But
it's a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's WandaVision.
The one thing that I really want to kind of watch is the basically the behind the scenes TV show that they've got for the Walt Disney Imagineering.
That'd be cool.
Like they've only got one episode of on it now, but yeah, from what I've been hearing, you know, the first episode is kind of if you already know, you know, Disneyland, Walt Disney World, everything like that,
mm-hmm.
then you kind of already know that, but they want to lay down that base work for people that don't know it so that they can get into some of this other stuff too. That
will it kind of be on the lines of, I don't remember if you remember, but on the Disney Channel they had that like Imagineerium, like where they would show behind the scenes and how they did things and like how
possibly?
They drew cartoon characters.
Yeah, I mean this is more going into like, you know, the Disney Imagineering Studios.
Oh, okay.
And or like, you know, looking back at how Walt Disney World came to be. Or how mm-hmm. Disneyland came to be, how Tokyo Disney Sea, or just Tokyo Disneyland,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of that stuff, how it came to be, how they decided where to have different stuff, is what it's sounding like.
Oh, okay.
And let's see here. Let me see if I can... Yeah. Basically, they talked to, like, a lot of the Imagineers from way back in the day, like, mm-hmm. really famous ones that, you know, basically designed these classic Disney rides, whether it's, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean or... I was going to say Star Tours, like Jungle Cruise and, you know, just all of these major things and kind of going from there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
I don't know. It seems interesting to me, you know. I really enjoy documentaries, so it's right up my alley. But yeah. You guys got anything else for Disney Plus?
I do not.
I can't think of anything.
Well, going from one television station that's known for kids stuff to another television station that's known for kids stuff, Nickelodeon and Netflix. I don't know who put that on there, but
that was me.
If you want to talk about that a little bit here.
I don't know too much about it. I just saw it briefly while I was at work, but I guess Nickelodeon and Netflix are pretty much like teaming up and they're going to do like Nickelodeon original series for Netflix, kind of like Disney's doing with Disney Plus and their original series.
Okay.
Like, they announced it. I think they announced it yesterday just to try and combat Disney Plus, which I don't... I think that's a losing battle.
A little bit. Let's see here. I'm just kind of looking at it here, too. See if we can get this going.
Yeah, I'm not saying it would beat Disney Plus, but on the other hand, it's like... It'd be awesome to see all those old Nickelodeon cartoons again. Like Rocko's Modern Life.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did just reboot that one.
They did, yep. Also, Invader Zim.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, they... Rocko's Modern Life?
Well, I guess it wouldn't... It's not really reboot, but it's more a continuation.
Movie. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a continuation movie mm-hmm. that they did.
It's like an hour long. And like Ren and Stimpy would be cool. I mean, yeah. Rugrats.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they did Rugrats All Grown Up.
That's true. I never watched it that much, but...
Yeah. You know. No, And then there was like the Wild Thornberries, mm-hmm. Ah Real Monsters.
Ah Real Monsters.
That was a good one.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, kind of looking at this, basically, it just says that Netflix and Nickelodeon have formed a multi-year output deal to produce original animated features and television series based on both existing Nickelodeon characters as well as brand new ones. Okay. So, you know, instead of Netflix making their own animated shows, which, you know, they're kind of doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be going with Nickelodeon and kind of teaming up together.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how it all goes.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Did they also announce with that too? Because I saw something about a new SpongeBob movie.
I have not seen anything about that.
Okay. Because I saw a poster. It was on Facebook, but Facebook always lies to me. So.
Well, let's see what we got going on.
Something about like Gary Goes Missing or something.
Well, I mean, there is the SpongeBob movie, Sponge on the Run, which is coming out in 2020.
Okay.
With a very psychedelic poster.
Oh, wow.
Weird.
Yeah, very psychedelic. So, yeah.
Hmm.
Interesting. Oh, I completely forgot about this too.
Indubitably.
There's a new another trailer that dropped for the new animated Scooby-Doo movie. Yes.
I did not see that.
Where basically it's the origin story of how Scooby and Shaggy meet. And I mean, it's, you know, all computer animated, everything like that. Shaggy is not voiced by Matthew Lillard. But yeah, Shaggy is now going to be voiced by Will Forte. Okay. In this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which I watched the trailer and it wasn't Shaggy for me.
No, it wasn't.
No. I don't know. It looks like it's going to be a good, you know, a good family movie.
Definitely, absolutely. Yeah.
But
it's going to hit those feels like they want it to. I'm sure, because it really looks like that old cartoon, A Pup Named Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, I guess Will Forte is kind of playing the older Shaggy.
Okay.
Ian Armitage is playing the young Shaggy.
Okay.
Like when they first meet and everything like that. And he's
young Sheldon.
He's young Sheldon.
Yeah. And I know Mark Wahlberg's playing Fred, I think.
Nope. Mark Wahlberg is playing Blue Falcon.
Oh, whoops.
Zac Efron is playing Fred.
Oh, okay.
Amanda Seyfried is playing Daphne.
Okay.
Frank Welker is playing Scooby-Doo.
As always.
Right? Let's see here. Who else do we have? Tracy Morgan is in it. Ken Jeong is in it. Gina Rodriguez is playing Velma.
Mr. Chow.
Jason Isaacs is playing Dick Dastardly.
Yes. Also saw Captain Caveman's in it, too.
Tracy Morgan.
Yes.
So, and Ken Jeong is playing Dino-Mutt, Dog Wonder. Yes. So, like I said, it looks like it's going to be just a fantastic little family movie to go see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or even if you don't have, you know, kids or anything like that, just go see it for the Scooby-Doo nostalgia.
Definitely.
Fantastic. Okay, cool. So, but we'll talk about that when it gets closer to the date. You guys got anything else, or are you ready to just hop right on in and get these going?
We ready.
Hop, hop.
Excuse you?
Okay, so.
Heap
hopping on me? Going into the movies for this week, the first one that we have is Charlie's Angels. The Angels are working for the mysterious Charles Townsend, whose security and investigative agency has expanded internationally. With the world's smartest, bravest, and most highly trained women all over the globe, there are now teams of angels guided by multiple Bosleys taking on the toughest jobs everywhere. IMDb has this one at a 3.8 out of 10, Rotten Tomatoes is sitting at a 63%, and Metacritic is sitting at a 53%. I mean, honestly, this one looks pretty fun.
It does. It looks like it'll be just about as much fun as, like, the two other movies that came out. Mm-hmm. I never watched the TV show, but...
Right, right. The ones with Drew Barrymore and Lucy Liu.
Yep.
And, yep.
Bill Murray.
Yep, yep. And this one apparently is directed by Elizabeth Banks and has Elizabeth Banks as Bosley.
Yes.
And then it's also, help me. Who else is Bosley?
Oh, Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart, gosh.
Yeah.
Jesus.
There's a lot of Bosleys. Jaimin Hansu is another Bosley.
Hmm, okay. What?
Yeah. International Bosleys.
I guess.
So, and I mean, that's kind of when we first kind of learned about this. I know we were talking about this. I don't know if it was on our Patreon podcast, patreon.com/moviesarething, if you want to go ahead and check it out. But we did talk about it when the news dropped and there's multiple Bosleys and we were trying to figure out what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's, you know, kind of come through that it's expanded to be more international. You know, there's multiple Bosleys leading different groups of angels.
Hmm.
So, it could be fun.
Yeah.
Just from the trailers, it looks like a fun time, too.
Yeah, definitely.
And I've also been hearing that Kristen Stewart does really well in this movie.
Yeah.
That's my one thing I was kind of wondering about. I'm like,
Yeah, well, it's got Kristen Stewart and Naomi Scott as two of the angels.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think we're pretty good.
Definitely.
Which, by the way, Naomi Scott was the Pink Ranger in the newest Power Rangers. Really, you should go see that movie because it's amazing.
I remember that.
She was
also Jasmine.
Yep.
Yep. In the new Aladdin that came out. didn't watch this, I can't really say anything about that one, but definitely go watch Power Rangers, because Power Rangers is an awesome movie.
Yes, it is. Except for I found it in the $5 bin at Walmart the other day.
Which is really sad.
Yeah, it is.
Because it was really good.
It was.
I mean, not even as like a... Yeah, it hit all the nostalgia bones. You mm-hmm. know, just everywhere. But just in general as a movie, I thought it was really good too.
Definitely.
Cool. And I feel like, I hate to say it, but I feel like this one might be along the same path where people are just like, oh, it's Charlie's Angels, they're redoing that one again.
Mm-hmm.
But not actually go see it, kind of see their take on it and miss out on a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which is unfortunate.
No. Some people are just jaded. They mm-hmm. just don't want to be disappointed, but then they'll go watch it somewhere else and be like, oh, I should have seen this in theaters.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's like,
exactly. Whatever. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. You guys got anything else? You guys going to try to go see it? Maybe not this weekend, but within the next week or so, you think?
Not this week. I'm definitely going to see one of our movies this week,
mm-hmm.
but not this one.
Yeah.
But girlfriend will probably want to see it, because I remember I was like, oh, me and Kai are going to go see Terminator tonight. She's like, is that the one with, like, the female leads? I was like, yeah, do you want us to wait? She's like, nah, it's fine. She's like, I want to see it, but it's not a big deal. I did her a favor by her not going. So we're good.
Nice. Alrighty. Well, I think the might as well move on to the next movie that we have here, which is The Good Liar. Career con man Roy sets his sights on his latest mark, recently widowed Betty, worth millions, and he means to take it all. But as the two draw closer, what should have been another simple swindle takes on the ultimate stakes. The Good Liar is a suspenseful drama about the secrets people keep and the lies they live. IMDb has this one at a 6.4 out of 10, Rotten Tomatoes is sitting at a 68%, and Metacritic is sitting at a 57. I mean, it's got Helen Mirren, mm-hmm. it's got Ian McKellen, it's got, what's her grandson's name? I know I've seen him before, but I just can't picture where I've seen him before.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you that one.
Russell Tovey. Let's see here. Well, it looks like he was in a TV series, Quantico.
Okay.
He's been on, like, Legends of Tomorrow and The Flash as Ray Terrell, or The Ray, when mm-hmm. they went into, like, a different universe.
It looks like a weird movie.
What do I know him from?
Let's see.
I mean, he's in a lot of, you know, your like British stuff. Mm-hmm. He was in Being Human, the TV series, as George. I don't know if you guys ever watched that or not.
You're talking about Russell Tovey?
Yes. He was in Sherlock in like the Hounds of Baskerville.
Mm-hmm.
He was the, like, I don't know if you guys ever watched Sherlock with Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman.
I did not.
No.
Okay. Okay, well, he was basically the one that led them to the Hounds of Baskerville, basically, that came in with that issue.
Hmm. It also looks like he was in The Pirates That Don't Do Anything. Oh, the Band of Misfits. Never mind. My bad.
Oh, he was in a couple episodes of Doctor Who as well.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. That's where I know him from. I knew his face looked familiar. But yeah, getting back to The Good Liar here. I take it you guys aren't going to go...
I think the movie looks weird to me. Like, I don't really even know what it's...
It's a drama thriller.
Well, now that you read the synopsis, I know what it's about. But, I mean, when I watched the trailer, I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I totally gotcha. And Ian McKellen's kind of weird in the trailer.
Yeah, it's like he's a con man that has, you know, a story behind him. But he also kind of looks like he may have gotten caught up in some pretty sketchy stuff and
mm-hmm.
knows how to take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Kind of thing. I don't know. That's what it looks like to me, personally. Yeah.
I might check it out. I mean, it looks like it might be interesting enough to watch.
Mm-hmm.
To figure out what's going on. Yeah. But I don't know if I'll go out of my way to go watch it. Just maybe if it's on, like, Netflix or something. Obviously, it won't be on Disney Plus. But
yeah.
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 I'm not.
Alrighty. Well, going from... From The Good Liar over to Ford versus Ferrari, based on the remarkable true story of the visionary American car designer Carroll Shelby and the fearless British-born driver Ken Miles, who together battled corporate interference, the laws of physics, and their own personal demons to build a revolutionary race car for Ford Motor Company and take on the dominating race cars of Enzo Ferrari at the 24 Hours of Le Mans in France in 1966. IMDb has this one at a 7.7 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes is sitting at a 92% certified fresh, and Metacritic is sitting at a 76.
This is my top pick.
I was going to say, this is the one you want to go watch then?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, we got the two big names in this one, obviously, Matt Damon and Christian Bale. You know, they're playing Carol Shelby and Ken Miles, respectively.
Right.
Looks fun.
It does.
I think it gives me that, like, maybe because it's just Christian Bale, but it gives me kind of like that, the vibe of the movie, kind of almost like, remember The Fighter?
Yep. That's my thought, too.
With, yeah, Mark Wahlberg.
And
Christian Bale.
Yep.
And it's, nope, got John and it's got John Bernthal in it, the Punisher, or Shane from Walking Dead. There's some other people I just can't remember who.
So, basically, I mean, this is just really random, but the car that they're designing is basically the Ford GT40, which it the reason that it's called the GT40 is because, you know, it's Ford GT, but it's only 40 inches tall.
Okay.
I actually never knew that.
At least that, yeah, so the height, well, the height is 40.5 inches, but that's why it's called the GT40. And if you're tall or have lanky legs or anything like that, it's almost impossible to get in and
so
to drive.
So for you.
Unfortunately, I can never drive it. And, I mean, from the trailer on it, going through the way that they were making it, it looks really interesting. You know, just kind of testing out all the different stuff, having some incidents, and going from there. It just, and you can't really go wrong with, you know, Matt Damon and Christian Bale.
Exactly, yeah. It looks like a fun movie. So,
I'm going to see it probably Saturday night.
Okay. Very nice. You guys got anything else for Ford v Ferrari?
No. No. It's supposed to be like a car. Got it? Good.
I got it.
No.
Alrighty.
What?
In that case, I guess we'll go ahead and move on to our next movie here. That is Waves. Set against the vibrant landscape of South Florida and featuring an astonishing ensemble of award-winning actors and breakouts alike, Waves traces the epic emotional journey of a suburban African-American family led by a well-intentioned but domineering father as they navigate love, forgiveness, and coming together in the aftermath of a loss. Waves is a heart-rending story about the universal capacity for compassion and growth even in the darkest of times. IMDb has this one at a 7.6 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes is sitting at an 88% certified fresh, and Metacritic is sitting at an 80.
No.
Yeah, it's a no from me.
That's a no from me, Doug. It just looks boring, and no.
Yeah, I mean, it says that it's a drama romance sport, but I think really the only sport is from the son who's doing, I believe, wrestling is what it looks like.
I think so,
in the trailer. So, but yeah, definitely, you know, drama with the loss and the dad and everything like that. And dad played by Sterling K. Brown. And then romance, I mean, it looks like the kids both have significant others. So, and then trying to deal with, this is my thought. The mom passed away in some way, shape, or form, which is why they're dealing with the loss. The kids are trying to deal with it with their significant others and their dad. And their dad is trying to deal with it and take care of the kids. Is having issues kind of navigating this entire thing, leads to the drama, leads to everything else. You know, pushing his kids a little too much. It looked like the son got injured. So that's my thoughts on it.
Yeah. I could see that, definitely.
Just going off the trailer.
Right, yeah. It's only assumptions, but...
Right. All right, well, you guys said that you're not going to go watch it.
No.
Right?
Are you?
No.
Probably not. No. I was like, I don't think you are.
Don't I
judge,
mean,
don't judge me.
I don't have any time to go watch this kind of stuff, man.
I love that attitude.
I got to catch up on my Goofy movie. Come on.
That's right.
It's true.
And an extremely Goofy movie as well.
Oh, yes. And Goof Troop.
And DuckTales.
Ooh. Ooh. Darkwing Duck.
Could you really?
Yes, yes, I did.
You gotta watch Heavyweights. Have you seen Heavyweights, John?
Not for a really long time. Like,
oh, look, a deli meat.
Yeah. No, I haven't watched that movie. Man, I don't even remember the last time I watched it. Yeah.
Do we have the body system?
Alrighty. Well, you guys ready to go on to the next movie that we got for today?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Next movie that we got is Everybody's Everything. This one is an intimate, humanistic portrait that seeks to understand an artist who attempted to be all things to all people. Creating a unique mix of punk, emo, and trap, Lil Peep was set to bring a new musical genre to the mainstream when he died of a drug overdose at just 21 years old. IMDb has this one at a 5.7 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes is sitting at a 100%, and Metacritic is sitting at a 73. I mean, I'm usually all for documentaries, but I don't know about this one.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like my kind of documentary.
I think it's more for people who actually liked him and his career in general.
Lil Peep.
Lil Peep, okay.
Oh. Yeah.
For some reason, I thought Lil Pump. No. When I was watching, I'm like, that dude died? I was like, didn't that dude just make a song, like, not that long ago with, did he make one with, like, Kanye?
I have no idea.
Any of us to know that, but.
I have no idea. I mean, yeah, definitely not necessarily my type of music, so I really didn't know about him even.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't really say. So I guess I'm not really invested in the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, terrible tragedy, absolutely,
mm-hmm.
that he ended up passing away when he was 21 years old, especially when it was because of a drug overdose.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, even kind of going off of what they were saying in the trailer, how, I mean, just something that kind of resonated to me, too, was how he couldn't necessarily say no to people. He always tried to, you know, go through and make people happy and
mm-hmm.
just be there for them, I guess.
Right.
You know, no mm-hmm. matter who they were. And mm-hmm. it just kind of caught up to him.
Yeah. I'm sure that's why his fans liked him, too, just because he would go out of his way to, you know, autographs, mm-hmm. pictures, whatever,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
as to what they showed in the trailer. But
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, you were about to say something.
No, I was thinking of something.
Oh, okay.
But it left my mind. But I have no ambitions to see a documentary about Lil Peep.
Okay.
Lil Bo Peep.
Alrighty. Well, I think then move on to the next one, which sure. is another documentary that we have for this week.
It's very scandalous.
It is. Mm-hmm. That's a way to spoil the title, man.
Oops.
So the next movie that we have is Scandalous, the true story of the National Enquirer. Sex, gossip, scandal. For over 60 years, the National Enquirer has pumped out salacious, shocking stories, stretching the limits of journalism and blurring the lines between truth and fiction. Scandalous is the sensational true story of the most infamous tabloid in U.S. history, a wild, probing look at how one newspaper's prescient grasp of its readers' darkest curiosities led it to massive profits and influence. From the coverage of Elvis's death to Monica Lewinsky and the O.J. Simpson murder trial, the National Enquirer rattled the foundations of American culture and politics, sometimes allegedly using payoffs and blackmail to get its scoops. With rare archival footage and revelations as wild as National Enquirer headlines themselves, Scandalous examines our obsession with the rich, famous, and powerful, and the tabloid that has fed those obsessions for generations of Americans. IMDb has this one at a 3.1 out of 10, but Rotten Tomatoes is sitting at a 100%, and Metacritic did not have a score.
I want to see this one. I really do. I think it looks interesting.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Kind of seeing how a tabloid
mm-hmm.
kind of shaped America, I guess, mm-hmm. really.
I know they got me. Every time I went to the grocery store with my mom or something,
mm-hmm.
I'd always go and read those and be like, oh, man, Elizabeth Taylor has web feet? Yes, let's read this.
Nah, not for me.
Not for you?
Mm-hmm. Not this one. Not this time.
Gotcha.
Fake. We made it up. Do you remember that show?
Not really, no.
It had a... Gosh, what was his name? I can't remember. All I remember is the show. They would, like, tell stories about, like, something that happened, and then it's, like, at the end... Oh, gosh, hold on.
Like, Untold Stories?
Maybe. It was, like... So it was Jonathan Frakes, and he would... They would, like, tell, like, this story about something that happened, and then he would reveal... At the end, if it was like a true story or if it was fake.
Or like fact or fiction.
Yeah, it was Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction.
Oh, so close.
Yeah, I do not remember that one.
Do you know Jonathan Frakes?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's make sure.
No, I know the name. I know the character, everything like that. So.
Yeah, that's all I know him from is Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
And that now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's done quite a few things.
Wow.
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 I feel like it'd be interesting to see. I mean, CNN usually puts out some pretty good documentaries, and this is a CNN mm-hmm. documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if I want to watch it and just get angry at, you know, what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because it will make you angry.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. It's like, I know in the trailer they said how they snuck in somebody into Elvis's, like, funeral just mm-hmm. so that they could get a photo of him laying in the casket.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Wow.
Yep. Had somebody dressed as a priest.
Yeah. You know, that's crazy.
Hmm. Okay. Well, so it sounds like you're going to try to watch it.
I want to see it,
definitely. Alan, are you going to try to watch this one?
No.
No?
Not this one.
I think I'm on the fence, but I'm leaning towards no, just because, again, I don't want to watch something that'll make me... Well, like you guys were saying last week, I don't want to watch something that'll make me that angry.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we just have one more movie today. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that is The Warrior Queen of Jonesy. The Warrior Queen of Jonesy tells the true historical story of the Rani, translation Queen, of Jonesy, a feminist icon in India and a fearless freedom fighter, a real-life Wonder Woman who earned a reputation as the Joan of Arc of the East when in 1857 India, as a 24-year-old general, she led her people into the battle against the British Empire. Her insurrection shifted the balance of power in the region and set in motion the demise of the notorious British East India Company and the beginning of the British Raj under Queen Victoria. IMDb has this one at a 6.2 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes did not have a score, and Metacritic did not have a score. I mean, it looked like a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I would check it out. I thought for sure it was going to be subtitles.
Yeah.
When I first heard the name and saw the whatever. And then I was like, oh, this might actually be okay. I know that sounds horrible. Please don't write hate mail.
The first mail we're gonna get is gonna be about our t-shirts, which I still gotta remember what they are. I'd have to listen to the episode again.
Yeah go ahead and try to find that one.
Something meat pickle. Is that what it was?
Deep fried meat pickle.
Something.
Good luck. I don't remember. But yeah, so I mean, like, yeah, this one does look pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
This one looks more interesting than the Little Peep one, and probably even the last one, Scandalous.
Okay.
So, no, I'm not going to go see it in theaters. I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it. Shut up, Tiggs. I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it, but I would watch it if I had the opportunity.
Gotcha. Well, that works here.
Can the mic even hear him? Yeah, probably that one.
A little bit.
All right.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm kind of right there with you. I won't necessarily try to go find it, but, I mean, if it's on, yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't see why not.
Yeah.
Looks like a pretty good movie. All right.
Yeah.
You guys got anything else for this one here?
I can't think of anything.
No, not that one, no.
All righty. Well, I think that means that we've finished up for today here again. Thank you so much for watching.
Wow.
Thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. One other thing that we would appreciate as well is if you hit us up on our social media. We have a Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. At Movies Are a Thing on Twitter and Instagram, and then facebook.com/moviesarething. No spaces, dashes, slashes, anything like that on those. Just Twitter and Instagram at Movies Are a Thing and facebook.com/moviesarething. We also do have a Patreon, like I was saying before. You know, if you want to help support the podcast, absolutely, patreon.com/moviesarething. Go ahead and support us there if you want to, if you're able to. Thank you. Appreciate it. Other than that, I don't think I really have anything.
No, every time you do the plugs, it makes me go and remember to check on our Instagram and actually start posting stuff. Oh, my God.
Good job. Of course, I haven't really posted anything on Twitter for a while. And
hey, you posted on Facebook. I see you sharing the episodes, and I gotta...
Yeah, I usually... Facebook is the main one that I feel like a lot of people see. So Facebook is the one that...
That's what we think.
That
well, kids well, are on the tweeters.
I have a lot more engagements with Facebook than I do with Twitter and Instagram. I can't say so.
See, we're those people now. We're those old people. We're like back in the day. Remember, like if a Gen Xer got a MySpace, it's like, oh gosh, it's like, ooh, check it out, I got a MySpace.
Don't you mean a face space?
I feel like my parent, like parents and all that stuff, and like everyone has a Facebook, but yeah. I feel like my parents never did anything with MySpace or anything like that.
Yeah, no, I think MySpace was definitely reserved for kind of the younger generation, and then it died out.
Oh, yeah, that died out hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, was it Yahoo or was it Verizon that bought them?
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you. Yeah.
Well, I think it was Yahoo. Yahoo bought MySpace for a ton of money. And then MySpace died, and then they sold it.
Yeah, MySpace got too weird. Like, you could do too much with it.
Yeah.
And, like, you'd go on someone's page, and music starts playing, and they had some crazy background, and then you had the whole shenanigans of the top eight friends.
Yep.
People would get pissed, like, why am I not in your top eight anymore? Like, I legitimately remember there being, like, friendships that were, like, in shambles because of the top eight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were out of someone's top eight, then you knew they were mad at you.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Gosh.
Alrighty. Well, I think that should cover us for this week here. If you want to reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, go ahead and check us out there. If you want to help support the podcast, absolutely, patreon.com/moviesarething. And other than that, I think, unless you guys got anything else to add?
Nah.
Nope.
Here it comes.
Okay.
Cue the outro!
Thank you for listening to Movies Are a Thing.
Come back next week for more movies and tangents with us.
There we go.
Never fail, do you? Do you like the beard? Because I look like you.
I don't know. I listen to the podcast. I never really notice.
Well, I edit out most of it and put it into, you know, the end of stuff, or just cut it out entirely.
Yeah. The meowing would be more annoying because that'd be in the background constantly.
Yeah.
Or that's just like a one boop.
You know what you need? A cat door.
That'd be really nice. Okay.
Alrighty. You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Woo.
Very. Okay, what is your deal?
Just messing around. You gotta get out the coat. Hey.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna see if we can get rid of him because he's even being loud in here. Diggs, come here. We don't have that much time today. Get out of here. Come here. Go. Be free. You have food.
Alrighty. Who was?
I'll have to be a pause there.
But as the true drug. Who together battled corporate a wild probing look at how one newspaper's prescient grasp there we go a probing look at one I'll get there eventually.
Have you seen the Owen Wilson turtle?
No, I haven't.
Wow. Give me a minute. Keep talking.
Okay. I don't remember where I was. Yeah, scandalous. I mean...
Wow.
Wow. Alrighty. Her insurrection shifted the balance of power in the region and set in motion the demise of the notorious Bridgen.
This is a good episode. It was like an hour long, wasn't it?
It was. Hour and five as of right now.
It actually went pretty quick.
Should I talk like this into the microphone next time?
Yes, please do. Yeah.
Okay. And coming up next on... Minnesota Public Radio, we have... Okay.